I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Recording now.
Liverpool. No, Arsenal.
Right, you ready?
No, Arsenal.
Yes.
It is Saturday, which means it's time for the Q&A podcast with the front three, including me, Adam Boltwood. We've also got Lawrence McKenna here.
Hey. Oh, that was terrible.
And it sounded pretty weird, that.
Hey.
And Dave O'Brien, of course.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, Lawrence. You know, late as always.
Cool. Bloody hell. He's gone in. He's just like firing shots left, right, and centre. I'm cool.
All right, Dave.
What, bruv?
Okay.
To be fair to Lawrence.
How was dinner last night, Dave? Was it good, was it? While I was filling in for you.
Was Dave late to the recording of the talking point?
Dave bottled it, Adam.
He bottled
terrible.
It. Unbelievable.
Yeah, Barry bottled it.
Believe it. Anyway, listen, thank you very much for joining us on the Saturday podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed yesterday's podcast as well. Today we're answering your questions as always. Before all that though, I want to get a little preview of this weekend's big game because there are some big games
this weekend.
Just the one?
Yep.
Tottenham Swansea. No, the League Cup final is potentially the biggest game, debatably. Lawrence, of course, your team, Liverpool versus Manchester City. Is this going to be Jürgen Klopp's first piece of silverware at Anfield?
I mean, it definitely has a chance to be, Adam, and that's why they're playing in the final. But I think...
Yeah, that's a good thing, well said.
Basically, if Liverpool...
I think Liverpool are going to win it.
I think it depends on what kind of City team turns up, basically.
Mm.
You know, if we see a City team who are willing to cover the right places on the pitch, then we'll see Liverpool lose. But how many times have City turned up in the final and just sort of, Yaya Toure's basically gone, there you go.
Yeah.
And we win.
Banging an absolute worldie, just, you know.
I was there when they beat Stoke at Wembley, and it was just ridiculous. It was just that basically Stoke, was it Stoke? Yeah, it was Stoke, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Stoke.
Did better in the final than them. And then 2 minutes later, Yaya Toure just strokes one in and they're like, right, back on.
Similar to the FA Cup semi-final against United, where Yaya Toure just slalomed through the whole team, left Michael Carrick in his wake, banged in a well-good goal.
Liverpool playing as the home side. I don't know what that means, really. Obviously, it means they get the home dressing room and that kind of home treatment, but neither side are playing their away kit. And the fans have got the better part of the stadium to go to. But even then, I mean... You know, there's also not a lot of animosity between Liverpool and Man City, which is strange considering the amount of animosity with Manchester United. But there's sort of like a strange friendly sort of rivalry there. So it doesn't quite feel the same as maybe a final against a fierce rival.
Yes.
The Raheem Sterling line is still there, though. I mean, that's worth noting.
That's going to be interesting. Yeah. I think Liverpool are going to win this one. I've just got a feeling. Yeah, I can clock me.
I mean, I think Sturridge will start. And I think Coutinho will start.
Coutinho.
I wonder if they'll start Firmino. I wonder if they'll go down the Firmino route. Where maybe they'll go down a more attacking... Maybe they'll go down a more attacking and then defensive sort of James Milner or a sort of Jordan Ibe out there-esque vibe.
What do you reckon, Dave? Who are you putting your money on for this one?
I kind of like after the beating that Liverpool gave City in the league, for me, I think Liverpool are the favourites in the game in a way because City have been a little bit hot and cold of late. They played well, away in Kiev. It was a very sort of structured performance. The sort of big players did score their goals. But if I were Jurgen Klopp, I'd probably go with Firmino up front. Same sort of setup that they played against Man City. I'd have Daniel Sturridge to be sort of an impact sub coming off the bench just because I think the pressing that Liverpool gave Man City was just absolutely incredible in that game. It was so good. It was so Jurgen Klopp-esque. And obviously they won the game 4-1. So can get Coutinho involved. I think Lallana, again, I've said before, I think he's just key to this, you know, for Liverpool to press properly. So for me, he's definitely got to start. And then, you know, Coutinho, Firmino, definitely. Emre Can, you know, give him a little bit more of an advanced role. But yeah, I think, I just feel, I've got that same feeling than you have, Adam, that it could, this is, it just feels about right that Liverpool are going to win this.
Yeah.
Which probably means they're going to lose.
Which is why Man City are going to win it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Colo Touré was obviously saying earlier in the week about how he won't even text Yaya Touré before the game. I thought it was really fantastic.
I love it. He said he'd take him out, didn't he?
He said he'd take him out if it meant winning. The problem for Liverpool is they've got injuries to people like Lovren, Lallana, Skrtel as well. So it's really about which back line starts for Liverpool. I think Lucas has been doing an incredible job in there.
God, Lucas against Aguero, though. Well, that is a mismatch and a half.
I mean, it's also Sacco against Aguero, you know? But I think that it seems like such an unconventional sort of quirky back line. It almost is a reflection of Klopp's personality a little bit, that he can make something that looks so quirky and unconventional sort of fit. And there's this kind of conventional nature about Man City now, and the fact that they almost have to adhere to all the laws of football, that means that's why it makes Liverpool like the plucky underdogs almost, against, even though they've spent almost just as much as Man City in recent years.
The other big game, of course, Dave, is Manchester United, the Arsenal. How are you feeling going into that?
Big one.
The big one.
Very, very big.
Yeah.
And obviously, David De Gea and Chris Smalling are maybes for the game. Louis van Gaal said in a press conference this morning that he expected them to play, whatever that means, whether that is mind games with Wenger. But I think United need to, you know, go get compact, don't press, don't try and dominate the ball, try and play Arsenal on the counter-attack. What they did at the Emirates in the return fixture was they went out and they pressed them, and the space opened up in midfield, and Mesut Özil had so much, you know, room, Ramsey had so much room on the ball. So it's one of those things where you need to be compact against Arsenal, counter-attack them down the flank, because it's simple. You know, United could do that if, you know, that if Memphis can continue his form, the left wing that he showed against Michelin, what a performance that was, and continue that, Anthony Martial as well. Whether this is a difficult thing right now, because both of those players have shown good form on the left wing. You know, Martial's played his best football there, probably. You know, consistent best football. And then you're looking at Memphis Depay at the moment, who's, you know, flying there. I'd probably go with Memphis up front. Use his pace to get him behind.
Okay.
And then get Martial on the left-hand side, get the ball to him early doors, let him take on his fullback. We'll be up against Hector Bellerin, who's very, very quick. So he'll have to potentially use his, you know, trickery and guile instead of using his all-out pace that we've seen. So that's going to be a really interesting battle. Central midfield as well, with Coquelin, you know, potentially up against Wan Mata, yeah, I mentioned, I thought he was awful on Thursday. So, it's, you know, he's got to step up. Jesse Lingard's been very good of late, but against Arsenal, can he do it?
It's a very big game for both teams in terms of United are now the 6 points adrift of City, who are in fourth place. Arsenal, of course, are 2 points behind Leicester. But it's almost a must-win game for United, Dave, for those Champions League hopes, surely. Dave is not going to answer me. Dave? Anyone?
I'm here. Where's Dave?
Sorry, someone called me on my phone, so it bloody took over.
Let me ask that question again, Dave. Sorry.
Maybe it's the same person who was trying to get through to Adam just a second ago.
Yeah, that was
maybe it was.
From hearing Adam's home ringtone tone, I now know exactly what the kind of way that Adam grew up.
That's actually, I'll tell you what, that's a brand new phone that went off. You know what my phone used to be here at my parents' house? Darth Vader. It was a Darth Vader head that played the Imperial March whenever the phone went off.
I now know even more about why Adam is the way he is.
A Darth Vader phone. It was quality. Anyway, Dave, it's a must-win game because United are 6 points adrift of City. The Champions League hopes are dead in the water if they don't win this one.
Yeah, it's sort of, you know, going to 9 points, you're thinking game over. So it is a big game for both clubs. Obviously, United did play on Thursday night, so that could affect them a little bit. Arsenal played on the Tuesday, so that's still, there could be a little bit of a hangover. Game's kicking off at 4, so hopefully that excuse won't be used because they are Premier League footballers. But United's squad is very, very thin. You know, we've seen the amount of young players that have had to be thrown into the side that potentially aren't ready. It'll be interesting to see whether they continue with Rashford. No, I did mention Martial and Memphis, who I think are going to be very, very key in this game. But if Rashford can continue his little goal-scoring run, movement very good off the ball. He's got a lot of pace, so, you know, can get in behind this Arsenal backline. That's why the whole approach in this game for United needs to be playing on the counter-attack. It's so, so crucial. Because if you know if Arsenal get the lead and then they sit back, it's a lot easier to defend against pace, which United have bags of pace. So yeah. That's why the first goal is crucial, and then playing on the break for me.
I do think it's also interesting, though, that we've seen Man City play a side that haven't played in 4 months. And that's obviously their preparation of going into the game against Liverpool. Manchester United playing a side that basically capitulated after United showed anything of any sort of quality. And then United almost managed to mess it up themselves. And then we obviously see Arsenal, one of the few teams playing this weekend in these top-end games, who have actually faced a real challenge this week. You know, Liverpool were let off easy, basically. And Arsenal were the side that played Barcelona this week and actually played very well. So as much as we're extolling the virtues of Manchester United, I think the thing that might be the drawback for Arsenal is obviously that this game is sandwiched between a couple of massive ties
massive
for
games,
Arsenal.
Yeah.
And that they have to stretch those out, whereas United now don't. And, you know, City, to some extent, don't really either because, again, they're playing a side that hasn't played in a while.
The other big game we should probably briefly mention is, of course, Real Madrid versus Atletico Madrid, which is kicking off in just a few hours. Could be another important game in terms of the title race in Spain. Atletico Madrid, 8 points behind Barcelona at the moment. Real Madrid, 9 points behind. So those two teams playing, there's already suggestions that they're both out of the title race, especially Real Madrid. Apparently no team has ever come from 9 points behind with this few games to play, 13 games to play, I think, to win the title. So, again, it's a must-win game, Lawrence, for both of these teams, if they've got any hopes.
It's also going to be very interesting to see how Zidane sets up against the intensity of Simeone's side and how he looks to break that down. Because, you know, Barcelona are obviously this beautiful side. And, you know, I find a lot of the analysis of... I watched your guys' video on whether Florentino Perez had, you know, sort of ruined things at Real Madrid. I think at one point the point was made, well, how do you fit all these superstars into a team? Well, Barcelona have managed it, mate. What's your problem at Real Madrid? Barcelona have managed Suarez, Neymar and Messi all up front. In front of
Yeah, but that's different.
What else they don't have, isn't it? The difference is Madrid don't have Sergio Busquets.
Well, no, but the difference is
exactly.
Also that
there you go. You've got key components in that Barcelona team that have come within the academy that fully understand the Barcelona and can push that to the other players. And if players don't fit into this Barcelona way, they'll get sold.
But that's exactly my point here, is that with Real Madrid and the way that they are operating, they're almost shooting themselves in the foot. You know, they've actively gotten rid of players who work hard and would probably be very good for them in this game. They got rid of Higuain because he wasn't the swan that they wanted him to be.
That looks very short-sighted now, doesn't it? To have
the thing is, it looks short-sighted, but then you have to look at what they're aiming towards, and maybe it doesn't look so short-sighted when you see, well, they're aiming for something that's very graceful and beautiful. But then you realise when it comes up against an Atletico Madrid side that's willing to outwork it and, you know, like Kristen says, has many more piano players in the team. Piano carriers in the side than piano players. You sort of have a dysfunction in there.
I like the metaphor, piano carriers. Anyway, listen, that is a little preview of the weekend's big games. Let's get on with the questions. First up, do have to give a shout out to Solomon, the main man, Herr Solomon on Twitter, who sort of chews us out for last week. We were talking about best captains of all time. He said, how could you not mention Beckenbauer as the best captain? Won everything as a manager too. One of the greatest leaders of all time. I like that. Speaking of captains, we've got a question here from Rishab Singh. He said, is Jordan Henderson good enough to be a long-term Liverpool captain, Lawrence?
It's a good question. He has a lot of leadership qualities, I think, within the Liverpool team. And a lot of people say they sort of look up to him. I think he's somewhat fallen into the Steven Gerrard role trap slightly. And therefore, you know, we haven't really seen him define a role that maybe is for Jordan Henderson. I think a lot of it is the expectation that because of, the fact that he's English, the fact that he comes from, a working class area like Steven Gerrard does, and the fact that he kind of has a similar stature and is fantastic technically, that he'll just sort of fall into the same sort of mould. I'm not sure that's necessarily what I want at Liverpool. I think I'd like a captain that is his own man. And I know that is, you know, Jordan Henderson's very much his own character, but I just wonder whether we're trying to make a slightly bigger circle fit into a slightly smaller circle, or sort of something that, you know, doesn't quite fit. I just wonder if there's a better fix for Liverpool. He could make a fantastic captain. I think he's a great player.
Yeah.
Technically, I think he's fantastic. I think he psychs himself out sometimes.
Come a long way as well. It's good to see him from you know, when he sort of joined Sunderland, and even when he joined Liverpool, people were sort of questioning whether he was good enough. So it's good to see him. He's come good almost. I think. Still
forget,
a ways to go.
People forget that, I think, you know, and the journey that he's been on himself.
Exactly. Next question here from Melancholy Wolf on Twitter. This one's for you, Dave. Thoughts on the young Scott Ryan Gould over in Portugal? Have you caught any of him? This is kind of a wonder kid a few years back. Someone that Football Manager favourite. I haven't seen much of him.
Was he? No, I've seen him the odd time playing for Sporting Lisbon. He's quite short. But he, I just, again, the move is weird. That's
short.
Yeah, I've not seen him enough to give a full opinion on him. But again, it seems weird. You're playing in Scotland. You're playing for a pretty biggish Scottish team. Why don't you just continue being in the first team there and then move later on in your career?
He wanted to challenge himself, Dave.
Yeah, but is that the right way to go? Is a language difference? You know, massive learning a language. You know, he's obviously, I don't know whether he speaks Portuguese before he moved, but I imagine he didn't. That's a really big challenge for a young player. He's pulling himself out there and dumping himself into a new situation, which potentially would have been too challenging. I think that's
could also be applauded.
I don't think he found the right balance.
It could also be applauded. I mean, you know, he's still relatively young in his career.
Got to mention this tweet from Marina Markayan. She sent in a brilliantly bizarre tweet about her dream.
Yeah, this was unusual, wasn't it?
It was. So I won't read out the whole thing, but she sent us a little...
Why not?
She basically just described her dream to us. And she essentially says, halfway through her dream, she walked in on me and Lawrence. It's not what you think. Sitting down, waiting to start a podcast. Sorry, Dave. Adam said to me, I saw you on the telly today. Lawrence added, yeah, I'm worried for you now. I replied, guys, I think I'm a celebrity now. We laughed and Adam started doing the intro. Separate from the dream now. My ultimate goal in life is to have my own radio show. After this, I think you guys should be my first guests. Maybe during the World Cup 2018. Haha, that would be awesome.
I totally
like
agree.
It's like a prophecy. Well, the dream is like, you know, it's going to happen.
Sorry, Dave, you're not invited.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Am I invited?
Oh, Dave, no, I don't Dave's think you're invited. I think Marina is now one of the front three in her dreams. You know, you've been booted
I'm
out.
Over. I'm done.
I love that.
Talking of really weird dreams, right?
I had
a dream about Twitter yesterday where I was literally closing in on a follower mark and I was literally dreaming about it. It's a bit weird. I think I need put Twitter away, put it in the bin, maybe delete the app, move on.
That's just creepy, isn't it, at this point? I understand why now she got rid of you from the dream, Dave. Because
but it's weird. Like what's happening? Do I need to see some help? Am I okay?
You're obsessed, mate. You're obsessed with your followers.
Oh, I got an addiction.
How many followers have you got, by the way?
A few.
A few, he says.
Yeah, few.
Just a few.
a few lads and lasses.
Kim Louise, thank you for your question, said, my mate mistook Lawrence for Jack Whitehall. Ha, 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 ha. Okay, thoughts?
Yeah. Banter. Yeah, I put a split in. Your brothers or something, twins.
No, I don't think you... I think you've got a bit of a beard going on, and that's about it.
I have a beard, and it just offends me because he is...
he has a beard too. I don't think you look alike.
He has a beard.
He's got black hair as well.
We don't
Jack,
speak
stop
in the
it,
same
all right?
way. It also, it just upsets me because it's just really upsetting.
I'm going to put this on Twitter later and
we'll do a poll.
Judge this once and for all. Does Jack Whitehall look like Lawrence? I think the answer is no myself.
I think we should all do a lookalike poll. So Adam should obviously get Adam Lallana. But that's not mean to Adam. Adam needs something like, you know, the BFG or something that he looks like.
And what's Dave's spin Dave, images? What's the guy's name?
One of the Muppets.
Jesus.
Yes, get in.
Yeah, Dave and Jesus. Yeah,
he's gone there. He has gone there. Lorenzo A. Castanon, back onto the question. Said Copa America draw was last week. It's been advertised as the World Cup of the Americas. Who do you guys think will win it? Dark horse.
Good question.
It's gonna be great to see Neymar, Suarez, Messi up against each other for their respective teams.
Well, the reason Neymar's not being marketed as one of the big faces of the competition is because there's a doubt whether he'll actually play in it.
Really?
Yeah, because should Brazil be hosting the Olympics this summer, what would be better than having your own superstar back playing for your own team?
Yeah.
And they're saying you just can't do two tournaments in one summer, so he's going to have to choose. And for that reason, he may actually pull out of the Copa.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be a bloody shame.
Yeah, I know.
I almost forgot the Olympics was this year.
I think everyone forgets the Olympics is this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like no one's making a big deal out of it. There's none of the build-up. There's none of the excitement yet.
That's what I was thinking. They did it the wrong way around. You want to do the Olympics first as like a dry opening. Then you want to do the World Cup.
Yeah, the World Cup's the real deal.
Because the Olympics is a bit like, oh, right, oh, yeah, that big stick he just threw. Great. Did you score any goals? No goals.
What a description of the greatest sporting event in the world.
Javelin,
throw
Adam.
That stick about. Speaking of
Higuain. Sorry, are we going to talk about the groups or not?
Yeah. Oh, no. I think we could give it more time, potentially next week.
I'm going Colombia, dark horse.
No, but I think in the summer, even before the tournament, we could give it a much better preview. Right. There's no point in previewing now, but in terms of who you think is going to win,
Paraguay.
Just pluck out of there. Paraguay.
Haiti.
Chile. What about Chile, eh?
Argentina are going to win it. Colombia are going to be the dark horses.
I think USA have obviously got home advantage here. Obviously, USA being in the Copa America is a good one. But then you always get those. I think is it 6 CONCACAF teams, which is why USA, Jamaica,
Haiti,
Panama, and then Mexico, obviously.
Mexico.
And then there's one other. Who else? Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
All in there. I mean, Costa Rica. I mean,
well, they were good, weren't they?
Costa Rica. They're not the side they once were, but they're. Mm. You know, it's still Costa Rica, isn't it, guys?
Still Costa Rica. I have a good question here from Harry, HJD Cornish on Twitter. Thank you for your question.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Speaking of Higuain, as we were just a moment ago, can we really trust that Higuain would do this well outside of Italy? Or is that just me being prejudiced against Serie A?
Yeah, you're right. That is one of the top prejudices in Europe right now.
Everyone hates Serie A.
Prejudice against Serie A.
I'm so what prejudiced. Do he does have a reputation as a bottler, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's good at goals. Fan. He's good at finishing. He'll be fine. Wherever he played, he'll be good. Full stop.
Is Arsenal, he keeps feeling with Arsenal forever. Again, they're saying he's going to be on his way in the summer.
That's because of people like you, Adam, who make these bloody shows about rumours all the time.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have another rumour. He's going to Arsenal, drop it in.
The technical term is clickbait, mate. Yeah. Anyway, Jack Duffy said, what are your thoughts on Adnan Januzaj? Do you think he's got the? Do you think he's still got the potential to be special? Hashtag the whole.
Yes. 100%. Let's forget that he had a wonderful... He carried that Moyes team for like 3 months. And they were rubbish. Adnan Januzaj was 18 then, and he was really good.
Do you reckon he's still got a future at United? Then he's gonna fulfil that potential.
I hope so. I hope he does, because he has got the body balance, the ability. You know, both feet he can shoot from. He's very good at pass off the ball. He just needs to work. I think that's the thing with him. He needs to work. His attitude at Dortmund stunk. His attitude potentially at Man United, while Louis van Gaal got rid of him, might have stunk. He might have thought he's already made it. He needs to work hard. That is it. That is the big thing with him. He needs to go to the gym. Needs to work out. Needs to work on his conditioning. But if he gets that right, he's a player that's got that extra spark. You know, you look at Jesse Lingard, and when he gets the ball, you're not thinking, oh, he's going to score a goal here, or he's going to take on 3 players and cross the ball on the byline and create a brilliant goal. But then you look at Januzaj and you think, yes, he's got that capability, he's got that potential, but he needs to just get himself a bit grounded. I feel he thinks he's bigger than he is right now. He thinks he's a star and needs to come back down to earth. So maybe I'll have a one-on-one with him, like I did with Memphis Depay. I'll sit him down, we'll have a chat about his dance moves, and he'll score some goals.
That body balance.
Brilliant. One thing we do need to talk about. Guys, the more I read about the Copa America, the more it sounds like better than the Euros.
Ooh.
This is the 100th year, making it its 100th year, making it its oldest continental footballing competition
wow.
in the world.
Lads, should we go?
Dave, you're going to be a bit conflicted here because there's 32 matches played between the 3rd and the 26th of, yes, you guessed it, Dave, June, which makes it a direct conflict with the bloody Euros.
Well, you know, we like to be a bit hipster on this podcast, so I reckon we scrap the Euros off and go to the Copa America.
Should we do like absolutely zero Euros chat?
He's only saying that because we couldn't get any bloody sponsors. So I think what we do is now we go to America. They bloody love us in America. There's 10 cities with over 50,000 seats in each city in all those stadiums. The first time that we'll get into all the games, Dave. No one likes football in America. And then it's also the first time USA have hosted it, right?
Incredible.
Bloody. And do you know who's had the most number of Copa America wins?
No.
Brazil. Uruguay. Brazil have had almost half as many wins as Uruguay, guys.
Wow.
And they've had 15 wins of the Copa America. Now that's brilliant. That's Uruguay.
That is Uruguay. Question here from at Chelsea39FC. Can you do the pod Monday to review weekend games? I think everyone does it on Monday, so we thought we'd, you know, listen to all those fantastic podcasts on a Monday, then come listen to us on Wednesday. We do a bit of midweek chat, you know, Champions League.
We fill in. The football round.
A lot happens in the week.
Review. Football week, it's hard to compete with those guys because they just have podcasts. So much more money than we
Second
do.
Second captains, yes. But fantastic as well. But yeah, a lot of stuff actually happens in I like our midweek thing because a lot of stuff happens.
Just after we record, you're right. It's great.
Yes, yeah, always. He also said, is it more likely for Chelsea to go through, I assume he means Champions League, or Arsenal to win the BPL?
Good question.
Is it more likely Chelsea to go through or Arsenal to win the BPL?
I've got a feeling Chelsea are going to go through. I think Chelsea, I've just got that feeling, the Napoli feeling when they played Napoli away.
I think there's a good chance of both of those things happening. I don't know whether one is more likely than the other. Here's a question from Tegolazzo. Do you think that the fact that LVG has most of his preferred players injured makes Manchester United a more robust attacking team?
No.
No.
Guys, the more I read about Copa America, it just sounds great.
He bloody loves it.
Phoenix, Orlando, Seattle, Pasadena. Boston.
Who are the Bay Area. These are the people we've got to be calling out.
Philadelphia.
Right now.
Houston. We have no problem with that. New York and New Jersey, guys. Chicago? I don't know where it is, but it sounds amazing.
Chicago, so, eh?
Guys, these cities, this is going to be amazing. I've been to America. It's big, all right?
Oh, it's big.
Let's go.
How big is it, though, Lawrence?
Dave, it's massive, Dave. Like, it's big. Okay. You know, like, if you think of it as a size, it's 10.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for someone to take that small snippet of conversation out of context. But anyway, Andreas Pereira said, would the Ballon d'Or be better if there was an award for each department, goalkeeper, defence, midfield, attack?
Yes,
I think we spoke about that when the Ballon d'Or was actually awarded and we sort of said that's the way it should be. Another question here from Harry. He's getting in all the questions. He said, my mate at CPassChally says Hazard is world class. From one to Donald Trump, how mental is he?
He's got the absolute Donald.
Well, what do you reckon? Because it's been a bad season for Hazard, a terrible season. But just a year ago, he was the best player in the Premier League.
I think, as Dave would say, he's crazy Carl. He's Carl crazy, isn't he, guys?
He's crazy Carl.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy Carl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lost his shit.
I think if he was to go to another side now, he probably would be world class.
James Kayser said, could Spurs win the Europa League? If they can beat Dortmund, surely they can beat anyone.
Good point.
Yes, I think, you know, the Spurs and Dortmund are two of the favourites, especially Dortmund, favourites to win the competition. So, of course, if we win Dortmund, then yeah, we've got a fantastic chance. But beating Dortmund is going to be very difficult because they are an extremely good team.
Just going back to the Copa America, right?
Yeah.
Nike are the only sponsors that I can find so far. So if any of our lovely listeners want to go in at Nike and say, get the front three lads to the Copa America, it'll be sick.
That's a really good point.
We can probably do that ourselves, but...
It's a great point. Yeah.
Here we go.
Adam's just been floored by that. Adam's still trying to find where Chicago is on the map.
Yeah, what this Chicago is, seems like the I get it.
The Chicago Bullers.
Danny Hall. I think this is Danny's first question. Thank you, Daniel. What has been the problem with Villa's season? Everything? What do you reckon, Lawrence?
I'm going to say mismanagement of summer transfers, a long-term systemic problem at the club, which they've only uncovered too late after the problems have almost overstretched everything at Villa. You often find that with big institutions is they think that the system's going in the right direction and then it almost overextends itself and it collapses within. Mm. And the problem was that, it, you know, to a huge extent, Tim Sherwood did overstretch quite a lot of that. And it, whilst it was admirable what he was trying to do, it didn't mean that it was necessarily the right route to go. And then another manager's had to pick up from that and essentially they've replaced him with a manager who's not really a specialist at coming in and reviving a side. Yeah. And that guy's almost learning as he goes. I don't mean that in a patronising way, but it is, you know,
he's obviously an incredible adapted situation he's got himself in.
Yeah, and so that was a huge situation. Part of the problem. And then obviously, you know, they've also got an incredibly young side, and then there's also some people in there that I'd imagine have been there for such a long time now, it almost feels for them inevitable what's going on. And it's when that state of inevitability comes around that you're really in trouble.
Mm. Another good. Well, this is a very good question. Sort of a Copa America themed almost. Charandland says South America 11 versus European 11. Who will win?
This, my friends, we should actually do this. Let's do this as a video, guys.
Ooh, I love it. Absolutely love it.
Because we've got a lot of good videos coming out over the next few weeks. Not least because it's just taken me forever to edit all our old ones. But imagine doing a Copa America
11 down
versus a Euro 11. Oh,
my gut feeling is South American 11 is going to win that one, but let's definitely do a video and watch out for that on the Ronaldo YouTube channel.
That's pretty incredible.
What does Paul Lambert need to do in order to keep Blackburn from possible relegation? Said Chris Holden. I have no idea. Dave, do you have any ideas?
They've hit a little bit of form and then not hit a little bit. I think they need to just be solid again. They lost Jordan Rose, which is absolutely massive. His goal scoring record in the Championship is phenomenal. But yeah, I think they just need to get solid again. It'd be hard to beat at home, especially. I think a lot of the fans are already disgruntled with Paul Lambert, his style of football. They don't feel is good enough. The last manager that they sacked, I think a lot of the fans were a bit upset about that. They didn't want it. Didn't want him to go. They thought he was quite good. But Paul Lambert's come in and he's sort of continued his style. At Norwich, he played quite a decent style of football. They were quite interchangeable. They switched between playing three in midfield, a diamond in midfield, two up front. It was quite good. It was quite fluid and flexible. And it seems like he's kind of like lost his bottle because he was at Villa for so long and they were so poor. He kind of lost his bottle as a manager. So I think he needs to maybe, I know, rethink about his philosophy and his style. He needs to go and speak to Lou van Gaal, I think.
He's a very good question. I like this one a lot from Juan Vargas. He said, if you could play for any MLS team, which one would it be and why? That's a good question, isn't it?
I've always wanted to play in MLS. It seems like imagine you getting cool to travel America. It'd just be amazing.
Yeah. What team would you play for, Lawrence?
I would like to be, I think I really, I mean, I would have said Galaxy, but I'm not sure. Maybe Portland or Seattle.
Yeah, they're sort of the ones with the, well, they're sort of cool here, at the best fans.
They're cool at the moment. Well, I'd love to play for someone like Chicago Fire. I'd love to go to a city like Chicago where, you know, they're really passionate fans.
Yeah.
Or maybe not Orlando Magic. Orlando, Burn or whatever they're called.
Seattle.
Minnesota. When the current NASL sides come up, it would be great to go to one of those, and maybe like at Minnesota or someone like that.
New York City FC would be decent because then you get to live in New York and play alongside.
It's all about Houston Dynamos. Brad Davis used to be there, a legend of the MLS game, but he's moved on now. But that's where my love of Houston came along. So I think Houston Dynamos would be good for us all. Weather would be nice and warm.
Fair play.
Columbus Crew is pretty good. Columbus Crew won it just 7 years ago now. You could also go. You can also go to Canada. So you could go like Vancouver, something like that. And then obviously there's places like Kansas in the middle of nowhere. And then obviously DC United would be a good one. Philadelphia would be a good one, guys. I've been to Philadelphia.
Pretty much everywhere would be.
Philadelphia was fantastic. I play for Philadelphia.
Here's a good question from
FC Dallas. Guys, the more I'm reading about this CONCACAF Copa
America.
You're going
to start coming back to the MLS every 10 seconds now.
Sounds amazing, guys. Luis Suarez is going to be there. Alexi Sanchez has got a possibility. Arturo Vidal. Chicharito for Mexico.
Let's go!
Tim Howard for USA.
This South American 11 does sound good. Adarsh Salian very interesting question. Who do you think has a greater influence on Juventus' current tactical approach? Mm. Are we still seeing Conte's philosophy or Allegri's? Well, that's an interesting question. What do you reckon, Dave? Allegri is also, he is definitely, you know, evolved it. But who, he says, has had the greater influence?
I think Allegri's had the greater influence. Conte laid the foundations, but Allegri's, you know, the evolution's gone through now. And I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a very tactically flexible side, which is really good. You know, from, as I mentioned, 4-3, that's so impressive. So difficult to coach that at a high level and to coach it well. I think Allegri has pushed them to that next level where they can play these different styles. And it's just going to be interesting to see their evolution. I'd quite like to see Allegri there for like the next sort of like 4 years, maybe, just to see what he can do. Because he's at Milan, he was there for what, 3 years, won Serie A, then was moved on. I just want to see him maybe sit at a big club for a while and see how far he can go.
He's the ultimate sort of subtle pragmatist. It's fantastic. It's great. It's great football.
Jack Jones, who has a very interesting Twitter handle at Xmas and the Ashes. Not sure what that's about. But Jack says,
"About burning Christmas."
Yeah. Jack said, "What would be your 23-man England squad for the Euros?" Now, I think there's a video in that, so I'm not sure we should answer that. I'm not sure we should answer that question now. But he's asked the second question, which said, "Any chance of the likes of Danny Rose, Charlie Austin, or Jordan Ibe getting a pick?" Now, Danny Rose surely is going to be England's left back.
Now, Adam, you were not here on the weekend that we answered that question, essentially. And Dave and I
Why weren't you here, Adam? 11.
I think he was.
I think you did it without me.
I think Danny Rose is going to reach out being there. But it's also Baines because of lack of options, essentially.
Yeah. Leighton Baines seems to have gone backwards. Kieran Gibbs can't get a game at Arsenal, really. So who else are you going to take apart from Danny Rose at left back?
Would have been Luke Shaw, wouldn't it, before the injury? I think we mentioned that before. But
I mean, Luke Shaw will be uninjured by the time of the
Danny Rose has come on leaps and bounds in the last few years as well. He used to be a player that, you know, Spurs fans derided constantly. But he's very good going forward, admittedly better going forward than going backwards. But I think that could be very useful for England. An option down the left-hand side. His crossing has improved massively. Yeah. Danny Rose, I love him. Question here from Kingle on King. What do Arsenal need to do to move forward? We did speak a little bit about this yesterday. I think, Dave, we were talking about the signings that need to be made for Arsenal. Dave has gone again. I think someone's ringing.
Fuck's sake.
Did someone
leave
ring
me
it?
Alone?
Yeah. By the way, guys, I'm leaving those in just because it's.
Yeah. There is a do not disturb on your phone, but don't worry about that.
How'd you put that on?
Right. Let's give Dave a quick flick up from the bottom, Dave, so to speak.
And click on the moon.
And click on the moon. Such a weird set of phrases. Dave, just click on the moon, Dave.
Cheers, just lad. Click on the moon, mate.
Thanks a lot. You help me out.
Learn a new thing every day. And Dave, while you're there, you just go into your photos and you pick your last nude and you put it on Twitter, and that will make sure that no one ever calls you again.
Oh, fantastic. That's even better, mate. Fuck your moon.
Jesus.
I mean, technically they're the same thing. I also believe that's Dave's Tinder handle. I'll fuck your moon. What? Nothing.
Fuck Lawrence. Your moon. Yeah. Varun Joshi, always sending good the good guy, questions. Good old Varun. He said, what's your opinion on the proposed European Super League?
It's different. Could see it a bigger step further away from, you know, the basics of football that we currently see. I think that's the worry for a lot of people. Whilst it would be a fantastic spectacle and hugely entertaining, it would almost be an NFL-style sort of league and lead to a completely different structure. I wonder if then we would ultimately see a
draft system.
A draft system, all those kind of things. But, that would be an exciting side. But is it the best way for the inverted commas, the game to go?
We should give I think Varun has set up his own podcast as well called The Two Substitutes. I like to think
it's
that he's been
good. I gave it a listen.
Excellent, yeah. I like to think he's been inspired by us, and I like the name Two Substitutes. I like that. So definitely
stop ripping off our shit, Varun. Yeah,
he's inspired. We've inspired him, Lawrence.
Stop ripping off our shit. Our lawyers are coming for you, Varun.
I think we've got time for one
it's
more
weird, 'cause he keeps
question.
Calling himself Adam Boltwood on the podcast, and he keeps calling the guys with Dave, and he's like, I'd get rid of Lawrence. And
like, oh. I think we've got one more question. We've got time for
joking,
one more question.
Varun.
For a man like Martial, who's going to come out on top between Manchester United and Liverpool in the Europa League, and who has the best chance of winning Europa? We did a little preview yesterday of that game. But who has the best chance of winning is Liverpool. Manchester United are just awful. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
You agreed upset. With me. You said their football was frustrating, infuriating.
I agree. I've always got to fight the corner, though, haven't I not? Against that evil Lawrence McKenna and his Liverpool boys.
Don't think you do, Lawrence McKenna. I don't think you do, you little pussy-ass bitch.
And on that note, that brings an end perfectly to this week's Front Three Q&A podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for sending in your questions. If you want to send in a question, send them in on Twitter at the Front Three, or you can slide into our DMs. I actually got a little.
I was going to say someone else did, and you didn't.
I got a sad message from someone did slide into my DMs at Christmas time, and I apparently missed that one. I just completely missed it. I tried to slide into at Adam Boldwood's DMs, got rejected. Crying face, like little panicked face from Shailen Patel. Shailen, I'm sorry. He said, just a question, are you considering ever having fans on the podcast?
No,
considering
but thanks the
fact you and Lawrence work on TFR2.
Oh, is TFR2 like another channel?
Oh, no, he's just saying, you know, I think he's referring to the live show, you know, where we get the fans calling in. That would be fun if we did have people call into the Front Three.
I think we should. Oh, my God. Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Maybe it's like a. The thing is, yeah, I suppose people could call in on Skype, I guess.
I suppose the thing is, right, we should keep our TFR work separate from the TF3 work that we do.
Yes. Apparently there's something called a conflict of interest. But, I mean, anyway, maybe we could do some sort of like monthly phone-in show or something. I don't know. If people are interested in that, let us know.
Nike, get on it.
Guys,
I've been reading a bit more about...
Any of our sponsors, maybe?
Is it the Copa America? You don't want to talk about the Copa America?
No, I've been reading about the Euros, Adam.
Right.
And the Euros also looks great. I feel like we should just go to one of them. I'm just finding out about these new tournaments. Really?
Why don't one of us goes to the Olympics, one of us goes to the Copa America, the other one goes to the Euros. We've covered it all.
Okay, and then we'll
be less fun just going by ourselves.
Part of my problem with that is, Adam, that I actually like hanging out with you guys, so I kind of want
to... I get this, we'll go to one. We'll draw out of a hat.
Great. Sorted. Okay.
Until next week, Lawrence, where can people find you on Twitter?
LOZCAST. Where can they find you, Dave?
Squawker Dave, SQUAWKADAVE.
You can find me on Twitter at Adam Boldwood. You can also find us all at the Football Republic on YouTube. Definitely check out an interesting debate we did yesterday about whether Florentino Perez is the problem at Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Anyway, until next week.
Find us on our own bloody YouTube.
And our own YouTube channel as well. Yeah. Great channel. What's coming out this week, Lawrence? We got a video coming out?
We're putting True Geordie up. We've got we've also got some classic TF3 where we are on a 360 camera. We also pick our favourite three-a-side teams. There's all sorts of fantastic stuff.
I next bloody week we'll be going love it. Up.
Don't take fantastic. A look.
Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday, so speak to you then. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favourite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bye.